calling Emergent Machine Services. We deliver tomorrow's needs today. Your order is our emergency. Please listen closely, as our menu options have recently changed. You may dial a zero at any time to reach an operator. To reach our shop supervisor, Billy Wedden, please dial 1. To reach our production manager, Miller Jenkins, please dial 4. To reach our quality control manager, Phil Gill, please dial 8. To reach our programming technician, please dial 114. To reach our office administrator or accounts payable clerk, please dial 2. And to reach our controller, Aaron Green, please dial 3.
One moment, please.
Emergency Machine Services, this is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. How are you?
Doing well.
Good, good. How's business over there?
We are staying busy.
That's good.
Enjoying the increase, albeit a slow one, but we'll take it.
An increase is better than a decrease, that's
yeah.
For sure. So that's a good thing. You guys still looking at those two small machines that, you know, remember you were saying something about it makes a part the size of like a really small part?
Yeah, we are. We're still waiting on the machine that we're trying to sell. We keep, we started getting bids around 50,000, and they've gone up to they're approaching 60,000. So, and we've decided that we're not really in a tight spot, that we're not really trying to push it at a loss.
Yeah.
And so we figured that we want to get 70,000, you know, take home. You know, so
which is still a good deal. It's a mill, right?
Yeah. So we're trying to move that machine, and we keep getting some activity on it. It's just they're trying to push us back down. So.
Oh man. Okay.
So the guy that's selling them, you know, we want him to get his commission, and then we want to be left with 70K, which would be ideal for us.
Well,
and we're not in a position where we have to, you know, we're not needing cash
for
operations. We're just needing it to fund the purchase of those two machines.
Right. Did you guys, the reason why you're getting those two machines is for a particular customer, right?
Yes.
And
he's picking up too, so. The problem is he has smaller pieces, and you know, if we could almost double the margin if we had two machines.
Double the margin?
Yeah, we could double the margin.
Wow.
Just because the way it's done right now, it's just it takes a long time for the larger machines to machine these small parts, and the tooling, you know, you can only use certain tooling on these larger machines, whereas when we get the smaller machines, there's just a lot more things we can do. Well, there's less things that we can do, but we can do what we need to do faster.
Yeah.
So.
That makes sense.
So we're still kind of waiting. We're not, we definitely are going to move in that direction. We're definitely going to be getting those two machines. It just depends on when that other one moves, and then we'll probably need to finance
a portion of it.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. How much are those machines going to cost you guys?
Well, if prices hold true right now, they'll be about 80 to 85.
Okay.
A piece right now.
Okay. And they're not as big as like a CNC, right? They're just a smaller machine.
They are CNC machines.
Oh, they are CNCs. Okay.
Yeah, they are. They are, and they're completely. They have the control, the same type of control that we're used to here. And the programming will be the same. So we've got our eye on those two machines, and we have, you know, the space to accommodate them, but we'll have to remove one machine to get these two in.
Well, when you guys get rid of the mill, won't that create a lot of space for you?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. But these machines will be lathes.
Oh, okay.
So our lathe department is going to kind of encroach on our mill department.
Yeah.
The only thing that we use the mill department for are special projects. You know, they're oil filled, the deep water stuff that it takes one part, maybe 13,000, you know.
Dang.
So that's the only time that we really have to use our mills extensively.
Okay.
So, anyway, we're in a good position, not needing to rush it, but.
Absolutely. Well, that's good to hear.
We'll definitely be moving in that direction.
Okay. Yeah. Well, cool. I will. When do you think I should circle back with you?
I would give it about the same amount of time. Probably 3 weeks. 3 weeks out would be good.
Perfect. I'll do that. Well, if you need me, you know how to get a hold of me. You got my info and your email there. And then otherwise, I'll circle back in 3 weeks, and hopefully you have sold that mill by then.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for checking on me.
No worries. You take care, Aaron.
Okay, you too, Jeremiah.
All right. Bye.